Amen. If you have your Bibles today, I want to invite you to go with me to Isaiah 55. We're going to read two familiar verses, verses 8 and 9. And if you have just a quick moment, you will also want to look at Ephesians 3:20, which is another familiar verse. And when Brother Potter was up here and he began to say a couple of things, man, it was all I could do to hold myself back from flipping and doing some jumping jacks and the moonwalk, amen, which I might do later. If you'll hang out, I'll moonwalk before the end of the service. If Pastor Carl will do it with me, if he will do a little break dancing. But Brother Potter was just up here just encouraging us and just sharing the word. And man, I just love how the Lord orchestrates a service, because it was a few weeks ago I was reading these verses and three words came loud into my spirit. And I'm going to release those three words here in just a few minutes. And before I do, I want us to read these familiar verses, Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, and then we'll quickly go to Ephesians 3:20. Isaiah 55, 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher," I want all of you to say that word, higher. Would you say it again? Now say it like you're here today. Come on. "Higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." With that word "higher" in mind, go with me quickly to Ephesians 3:20. Very familiar verse. If you don't have your Bible or whatever, you can look on the screen. But it says, "Now to him who is able." How many know God is able? He's not only able, but how many know he's willing? He wants to do. Amen. Now do you see why I was so excited? Because a little earlier, Brother Potter was quoting this verse. It's awesome. He is able. He wants to do exceedingly, abundantly above. I want all of you to say above. Above. Now we've got higher and we've got above. Say above. Above. Say it again. Above 50%. Come on, do y'all need some coffee? Amen. 70% of what you ask or think, or 20%. Come on, how much is all? As all, as everything that we ask. How many of you have asked for some pretty major things? You've prayed, you've believed, you've confessed. I have. But you know what else I've done is I have thought even greater than what I've asked. Because have you ever been praying, and I mean just a thought, a major big dream or a passion or a vision will come to you and you'll say, "Man, I don't even know if I should go that far." Come on, can we just be real? Can we be honest? It's just a dream that you know this is bigger than me. There's no way, God, you really want to do that. He says, not only do I want to do it, but I'm going to go above all, not just what you're brave enough to ask for, but the things that you've imagined, that you thought could not be done. He said, I'm going to take you above all that you ask or think. Now, I've heard that quoted a lot. And I've heard preachers, you know, while they're in the heat of the moment of really giving a message, a word, they'll say, "Oh, how many believe God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think?" And we, yeah, amen. And that's where we leave off. That's where we stop. And they continue with their thought or their message. But we often think there's a period there. How many know that's not a period? But it's a comma. So it's predicated upon something. God wants to do it. He's willing and he's able to do it. But it's dependent upon something. What is it? According to the power that works in us. Now, I know there are some Bible students here, scholars of the word, and I know you like to talk back Hallelujah. And that's good. I want you to. But in this moment, hold your peace and just let your thoughts work, because I'm going to ask a question and I'm not looking for a verbal answer. But what is the power that works in us that gives him access to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think? I have heard the power is faith. That is not a negative thing. That's a good thing. I am all for that. I have also heard that the power is the Holy Spirit. That's a good thing. That's not a negative thing. I am for that. Yet, when I was reading that recently, the Holy Spirit revealed something so awesome to me and said this to me: the power that works in you, that gives me access to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, the power is expectation. What are you expecting? Because whatever it is, he's saying, I'm not just going to do that, but I'm going to take you above all that you ask, think, or can dare to imagine. So what are you expecting? When I read those verses, three words came loud into my spirit. Not only for this church, for the vision of this house, but for you, your family, your life, your year. How many know this year isn't over? But for the remainder of this year and even into the beginning of next, three words came loud into my spirit. He spoke to me and said, you tell those present who have a dream, who have a passion, who have a vision for their life, you tell them, I am taking them into a season of above and beyond. Would y'all excuse me just for a moment? Man, I need to look at my note. I apologize. This is very unprofessional. But I don't know if I'm at the right place. Forgive me. After you say the title of the message, wait for the audience to stop shouting. Okay, I was a little worried there. I wasn't sure if I had given you the title. I don't know. Is the mic on out there? Is it on? Church, what you've been praying for, what you've been declaring, what you've been speaking, what you have laid awake at night, crying out to God, what's been the passion of your heart, what's been your dream, your vision for your family, for your business, for your life, the Lord is saying to us this morning, I'm not only going to do that, but I'm taking you above and beyond what you can ask, dare to dream, think, or imagine. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout above and beyond. I want those three words branded in your spirit as you leave this place today, above and beyond. Church, you got to realize we are a part of something major. Oh man, we're a part of something big. If you're a part of the body of Christ, you're a part of something global. And now if you listen to the news media and all of this, man, they'll make you feel about that small, that your voice really doesn't matter, your vote really doesn't count. You know, they'll say all those evangelicals, you know, with a smirk on their face, and they'll make you feel about that small. But you got to realize we are a part of something major. We're the church. And it's time we start thinking above and beyond. Because that's what God has for us to experience and to enjoy and to lay claim to and to expect. You're a part of something major. There's a gentleman by the name of J. John. He's a canon in the Church of England. I love this guy. And talk about somebody who thinks above and beyond. I love an explanation he gave. He's a canon in the Church of England. He's also an evangelist. He travels. And he says, you know, often when I travel, people will ask me, oh, what do you do? And he says, you know, if I tell them I'm an evangelist, that conjures up a lot of different ideas. And if I tell them I'm a canon in the Church of England, well, what is that? So he said, I like to get a little bit creative when people ask me, what do you do? Now, first of all, I love the British accent. Man, when I get to heaven, I've already asked the Lord, Lord, give me a British accent. Because, man, they can cuss you out. It sounds like poetry. You know what I mean? It's just that accent. And so you can imagine that British accent sharing the gospel. It's just an awesome combination. So he says, once I was sitting at the London Heathrow Airport on my way to Singapore. A lady came, sat next to me. She was on her way to New Zealand. And, oh, hello, hello. And, come on, that's Nashville trying to do Britain, right? And he says, oh, what do you do? She said, well, I am a vice president of a major clothing line. Oh, great. She said, well, what do you do? He said, well, I'm a part of a major global enterprise. We have outlets in nearly every country in the world. We have hospitals, hospices, we have colleges, we have universities, we deal in marriage counseling, child training, we have bookstores, music stores, radio networks, television networks. Basically, we look after people from birth to death, and in the middle, we deal in the area of behavioral alterations. She said, wow. He said, I know. She asked, what is it called? He said, the church. Come on, that's above. So I just, for a moment in this introduction, I just want to raise your level of vision of what you are a part of. You're a part of something not just global, but intergalactic. Come on, because we have people that have gone on before us. So live local, think global. See, that's what I love about Abundant Life is, yes, they're local and they make a great impact on the local community, but they think global. You're a part of that. You are a part of an above and beyond vision. That's awesome. So the Lord sent me this morning to ask you, what are you expecting? Because he's got some awesome things for you to expect, to lay hold to. And I'm going to tell you, I know the vision of this house. I have even listened the past 5 podcasts of your pastor. This week I got a hold of it and I listened to the last 5 messages. I don't know about you, but I'm going for the 1,000 times. Come on, that's what I'm expecting. I'm going for that. Man, and somebody's like, well, what does that look like? I'm going to find out. Amen? And I'm going to believe for it. And I believe this word is a timely word, because when the Lord put this in my heart for today, and then I begin to listen to the messages, I'm like, Lord, you are orchestrating this. And then Brother Potter gets up and he starts quoting a feast. I'm like, Lord, why am I here? They already got it. Amen? But how many know we build on this? We build on the vision. And so when the Lord dropped those above and beyond, those words in my heart, I said, Lord, what does that look like? What does that look like in your word? What can we look at in your word that will raise our level of expectation to what above and beyond 1,000 times more? What does that look like? And the first person I thought about was Lazarus. How many know Lazarus, when he was sick, his sisters had a healing on their mind. Jesus had a resurrection on his. Now that's above and beyond. The next person I thought about was the man at the gate called Beautiful. He was begging for alms, right? Begging for money. Peter walks by and says, hey man, I don't have any cash on me right now, but what I have, oh man, is above and beyond. I've got a name, Jesus. This guy was begging for alms. He thought he needed alms. He needed legs. He's the only one in Scripture that begged for alms and got legs. Come on, that's above and beyond. He thought he needed alms. He thought he needed money. But what? How many of y'all know when he got his legs, he got all the money he wanted? Now, that's above and beyond. That's 1,000 times more. That's beyond what you can dare to think, ask, or dream. That's what God has for you. The next one I thought about was the three Hebrew children. It's one thing to get thrown into a fire and come out alive. That's good. But it's above and beyond. Oh, Holy Spirit, get it in us today. It's above and beyond to come out and not even have the smell. Not even have a remnant upon you of what you've been through. Glory to God. Man, I hear the word of the Lord saying right now, the Lord is about to elevate someone of promotion to such a place of promotion that the things you've been through will pale in comparison. You will not have a remnant left upon you, those things that you've been through, because you're going above. I wish I had three people today who would just get in agreement with me that I'm going above. This is my year. I forgot. Y'all are prim and proper here. Amen. What are you expecting? Just to barely get by? Just to barely make it? Just to kind of coast? Just to hope you get through this year? Man, and listen, there's people that are like that. And I'm not knocking. I'm not judging. I'm here to empower you with what God has for you. Because whatever level you're expecting on, he's saying, I'm not just going to do that, but I'm going to take you above it. I'm going to take you beyond it. What's above and beyond? Man, I prayed for a wife, and I got Kim. Woo! Come on, y'all are recording this, right? Will y'all send that to my wife? Just, it'll be a good Christmas. Hallelujah. So what's above and beyond? What's above and beyond? You know, often we'll hear a word like this and we praise God, but we really don't realize or expect on the level that he has for us to enjoy. To tell you what I mean, I heard about a golfer once, true story, invited by a king of a country to play golf with him. The king flew the jet to America, picked up the golfer, and for 3 days they played golf together. True story. On the way back to the airport to fly back to America, the king said to the golfer, "It's customary of our country to give our guest a gift. We want to give you a gift. Is there anything you want just to show our appreciation?" He said, no, it's been my honor. And the king insisted. He said, "No, tell me, is there anything you need or want?" And the golfer finally said, "Hey, get me a golf club. That'll be great." The king said, "Done." For 3 weeks, he doesn't hear anything. And so as you can imagine, his wheels are turning. What is this golf club going to look like? It's taken him 3 weeks to make. Is it a 7-iron with diamonds? Is it a putter with gold? 3 weeks. How many of y'all know coming from a king, it's different than Walmart, right? And nothing wrong with Walmart. We praise God for Walmart. Come on, Abundant Life. Amen. But coming from a king, it's a little different. And so 3 weeks, he gets a knock on the door, and it's a certified letter from the king. And it reads, "Thank you for coming to our country. Thank you for playing golf. By the way, our country has just purchased 500 acres in America. Enjoy your golf club." My ways. See, so many times when we hear what God has for us, and Pastor Carl is up here week after week telling us this is what God has for you, this is what he has, so many of us approach it with a seven iron mentality. When God has 500 acres on his mind, come on, I want to know, can anybody expect above and beyond? Because church, I want you to realize it can happen in a moment. One idea, one dream, one vision, one song, one book, one message, one handshake with the right business partner, one contract with your signature, one moment of you experiencing the favor of God will take you further than 30 years of labor on your job. Come on. Above and beyond. It can happen in a moment, in a minute, 1 second, on a Sunday, on your way home. I heard about a man driving over the New Jersey, on the New Jersey Turnpike. He sees a limousine on the side of the road. He pulls over, knocks on the door. He said, is everything okay? And the driver said, well, we have a flat tire. My boss is going to be late for a meeting. It just so happened this trucker had an extra tire that fit the car. He changed the tire for them. And after he did this kind gesture out of the back of the limousine, step Donald Trump. I'm just getting a feel for the room. I'm just seeing where I'm at right here. Amen. All right. Now, whoo, hallelujah. Listen to me very close. It doesn't matter where you stand politically. This is not a political thing. I'm just making a relevant point here. So no matter how you voted, that's not what this is about. All right. So he says, sir, thank you. Thank you for your help. You know, this was years ago. And the guy said, oh, it's no problem. It's my honor, my pleasure. And he said, is there anything you want? Anything I can do for you? You've done this kind thing. Can I do something? And he said, no, it's okay. And he insisted, tell me, can I do anything? And the guy finally said, hey, just send my wife some flowers. She'd get a kick out of that. How many know it's not every day you get flowers from the Donald, right? And so 2 weeks goes by, a knock on the door. It's a florist with flowers for this guy's wife with a note to the gentleman that said, sir, thank you for taking the time to help me. Thank you. Because of you, I made a very important meeting. By the way, your mortgage is paid in full. Boy, I see your wheels are turning right now. Y'all gonna be looking for limousines on the way home today. Can I help you? Can I help you? I didn't vote for you, but I'll help you. Amen. I'll help you. No matter how you voted, that's not the point. The point is, it can happen in a moment. In an instant, one moment of favor took care of 30 years of payments. What are you expecting? Would you repeat these three words after me, please? Expectation attracts favor. Expectation attracts favor. So what are you expecting? This works on the positive and the negative. I don't know, there is something about a lady who is pregnant. It's attractive. It's not because of her, you know, facial features or her makeup or the hair, but there's just, even people will say, oh, you're just glowing. You have a glow. You're glowing. It's attractive. Why? Because she is expecting. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go over here. Y'all going to get it. Y'all going to get it. Amen. It's not because of so much of what's on the outside. All right. Y'all just got it right there. Y'all just got it. But she's attractive because of what she's carrying on the on the inside. And you know, for 9 months, every day she's expecting. She's got something on the inside that she's going to birth in her future. And it attracts people to her. Oh, Holy Spirit, get it in them today. Get this in them. Expectation. It attracts. So when I'm expecting, it brings an attraction to me. Not so much to me, but to what I'm carrying on the inside. What are you carrying? Do you have a dream? Do you have a vision? Do you have a plan? Do you have a purpose? Do you have a passion to birth something in your future that makes you attractive? To when people look at you, they want to invest in what you've got in your future. You know, people will come up to her. People will come up to her in the grocery store or Walmart grocery store, and they'll say, oh, when are you due? Now make sure she's pregnant. Amen. Use some wisdom. But they'll say, oh, when are you due? You know, and they'll give her a gift. Family members will give her a shower, they'll give her gift cards, they'll give her money, they'll give her presents. Why? Because they want to invest in what she's got inside of her for her future that she's going to birth. When people look at us, do they see us carrying something that they want to invest in? Oh, man. In our future. What are you expecting? Because expectation, it attracts favor. Boy, I sense a spirit of expectancy in this place right now. I really do. There is a spirit of expectancy. You're going to get up in the morning and you're going to be carrying something on the inside. I got favor upon my life. I've got anointing upon my life. When I go to work, I've got favor on my job at the grocery store. I've got a dream. I got a passion. I got a vision. What are you expecting? Yeah, God wants to do above and beyond. He wants to do 1,000 times more. But can you expect it? Can you live as if it's already happening? I'm not waiting for it. I'm carrying it on the inside of me. It's already in me. And I can almost hear in my spirit right now, somebody is crying out. Oh, Terry, I expected once. I had a dream once. I had a vision once. And I can almost hear right now someone crying. But because of circumstances, because of words spoken by family members, friends, associates, business people. Those words aborted the baby, the dream. And some of you are disappointed, confused. Terry, I dreamed once. I had a vision once. I had a passion once. But because of circumstances and words, that dream has died in the womb. Well, I came to tell you today, this Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Your dream is coming alive again. Your vision is going to live again. You will give birth to what God has put inside of you. I will bring this to a close with this to encourage you, to those of you that had the dream, you had the vision. The room was filled with doctors as this lady was giving birth to her baby. And because of some complications, the doctors had to give the husband, the father, a choice that no man would ever want to make. They said, "Sir, we can either save your wife or the baby." And I can't imagine, as a man, 30 seconds, you got to make a life or death decision. Save your wife or the baby. He said, "Well, save my wife." And so because of some complications, this baby was born dead. This was their dream. This was their baby. So they wrapped her lifeless body in a blanket, put her in the corner of the room, and began to work on the mother. And that baby's grandmother was in the room. And she was one of these ladies that was saved, sanctified, with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence. Come on, that's not a cuss word, amen? Of speaking in tongues. And she knew who she was in the Holy Spirit, and she knew the authority she had in the name of Jesus, and she didn't care where she was. She walked over to that blanket and she began to command life. She began to declare that this baby shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord, and her seed will touch nations. And they said the blanket started to move. And they had wrapped that blanket, and a scream came out of that baby's body. And the baby in the blanket was my mom. The lady who prayed was my great-grandmother. Church, that's above and beyond. Hallelujah. Just like the Lord used my great-grandmother to call that dream back to life, I am here on an assignment to tell you that the same God who raised my mom from the dead, He is the same God whose power is present in this place to bring your dream back to life, to bring your vision back to life, and to take you above and beyond what you can ask, think, dare to imagine, or dream. Come on, I wish I had somebody who would say, I'm expecting above. I'm expecting beyond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone standing, hands held high. Today, I want to declare over you life into that dream. Some of you have walked into this place depressed, discouraged, uneasy, and that baby's died. Today I command in the name of Jesus for that dream to start kicking again. The dream to kick again. The vision to come alive again. I come into agreement with my brothers and sisters, and I declare above and beyond. I declare favor to chase you down. Hallelujah. When you're on the job, the boss will say, "There's something different. There's something different. You've got something about you. You're glowing. There's something you're carrying. I believe you need a promotion." Hallelujah. I speak favor. I speak favor when you're shopping, on the grocery store, when you're just walking on the street. People, an attraction to come toward you because you are expecting. Hallelujah. I declare everyone connected with this vision of this house, Abundant Life, they're connected with their time, their efforts, their money, their energy. I declare favor upon you Hallelujah. We fully expect to see this year, 2017, we declare it to be the year known as above and beyond. Above and beyond. Favor in the family. Favor in your body. I command in the name of Jesus, be made whole right now. You've had that vision, you've had that dream. Today I call it forth, manifest in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this word. We thank you, Lord, that the level of our expectation has risen today, and we lay claim to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We're a part of something big. We elevate our vision to who we are in Christ Jesus. We are righteous. We are holy. We are above and not beneath. Hallelujah. And we fully expect 1,000 times. Yes. Above and beyond. In Jesus' name. Phew. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It can happen in a minute. So what are you expecting? What are you expecting? I've got to speak forth what I am sensing here. And I've only had this two other times. There's only been two other times I have sensed this. Why am I going to speak this out? All right? Let me just say this. How many know any time God, especially in the Old Testament, whenever he wanted to take a nation to the land flowing, with 1,000 times, amen. Whenever he wanted to change the heart of a nation, whenever he wanted to change an atmosphere, he always used someone that would speak forth his will. All right? So there's power in our words. You guys know that. You're a word church. You understand the power of words. So that's why I release this now into the atmosphere so your expectation can grab a hold of it. But I know what I'm sensing here. I see three millionaires in this place that you are going to have a God-given, heaven-sent idea, creative ideas. I hear the word witty inventions, all right? That's what I heard. That will fund the end-time harvest with the vision of this ministry. What are you expecting? Now, if your thought was, well, I just don't see how that happened, then it's not for you. But if somebody can say, you know what? I receive that. I receive it. Now, I said three, right? I said three, but how do you know he's able to do exceedingly? Come on, abundantly. Above what I ask or think. So can you lay hold of it? Well, I don't know who that was for, but I just believe that connected with somebody. When I said that, your baby started kicking. Started kicking. Wow. There is an above and beyond atmosphere in this place today. Go forth and prosper. Go forth and expect. Expect. Expect.